Are you swamped with debt? Paul Clitheroe suggests a solution that can help to set you free. Your narrator is Calvin Follett. Watching jugglers makes for fascinating entertainment, and of course, they make it look easy. However, try having a go at juggling yourself. And if you're anything like me, you're bound to find that it's anything but simple. In fact, it's incredibly tricky to keep everything bouncing around seamlessly. Before you know it, your hands and your arms are grasping wildly, and whatever it is you're juggling soon hits the deck. Juggling multiple debts is something like juggling balls or bottles. Even if you're dealing with a comparatively small number of debts, it becomes hard to keep an eye on everything that's happening at once. Almost inevitably, something has to give. You start missing payments, or you lose touch with the rate you're being charged, with the result that you have no idea whether you're getting a good deal. And then there's the difficulty of finding the cash to spread across all the payments. Once you find yourself in this situation, an unexpected bill can become the catalyst that causes the whole thing to fall in a crashing heap. A possible solution to the confusion and chaos can be debt consolidation, the strategy of paying off multiple debts by folding all of them into a single new loan. With the right approach, debt consolidation has the potential to make your debts more manageable. And by folding several balances into one loan that charges a lower interest rate, it can also provide an opportunity to reduce your payments and generate savings on interest and other fees and charges. But it's very important to stress that debt consolidation is not the quick fix touted by some unscrupulous lending organizations. Problem debt is a complex financial issue, and anything claiming to offer an overnight solution is almost guaranteed to leave borrowers worse off. The bottom line is that debt consolidation has its place, but like so many aspects of debt management, it is an option that should be approached with care. There are essentially three main ways to consolidate debts. The first is to pay out credit card balances, offering a balance transfer deal. Alternately, you can pay off several debts with a single personal loan. Lastly, if you are a homeowner with some equity built up in the property, you can fold several debts into your mortgage. Regardless of which option you choose, there is not much point in consolidating debts if it won't save you money. And that makes it essential to crunch the numbers to see if the consolidation plan will be an advantage. Start out by gathering all the paperwork for your various debts. The monthly statements will show the current rate you are paying, your regular repayments, and any other fees and charges. It's easy enough to add up the regular repayments. But when it comes to working out the long-term interest cost of each debt, it can be helpful to use online calculators such as the one at www.moneysmart.gov.au. Alternately, if you use a broker, be sure to use a reputable one. He or she should be able to calculate the possible savings that debt consolidation will provide. Let's work through an example to see when consolidation can generate worthwhile benefits. Sue has three credit cards that are all maxed out. One card has a debt of $3,000 and charges 17% interest. Another has a balance of $2,500 at 19%, and the third has $3,000 owing on it at 16%. So add up all she owes, $8,500. Sue only makes the minimum credit card payments, worth 2% of each balance, and together they total $170 per month. At this rate, it will take her more than 25 years to clear the debt, by which time she will have paid almost $16,200 in interest, more than double the amount of the original debt. Note, too, that this figure is based on the very optimistic assumption that Sue makes no additional purchases with these cards. A simple and straightforward strategy that would let Sue reduce her overall interest and clear her of debts within a definite time frame is using a personal loan to pay off all three cards. Let's assume that Sue takes out an $8,500 loan that charges 13% and will be repaid over 5 years. In this case, her monthly repayment will be around $194, which isn't much more than the $170 she currently pays on the three cards. But the interest paid on the loan over the full 5 years will be about $3,100, a fraction of the money she would spend paying off the cards by using the card issuer's minimum payments. For anyone beleaguered by the raft of credit card debt, this can be a very sensible strategy. The set repayments provide the discipline needed to pay off the debt in a given time frame, and that's something you don't get with a credit card balance transfer offer. Furthermore, there's no opportunity to add to the balance, especially if you cancel the cards that got you into the trouble in the first place, which is essential to do, lest you start racking up even more debt on the plastic. It's worth pointing out that in this example, Sue makes big savings on interest charges, though on the flip side, her monthly repayments will increase slightly. This is important because people often refinance their debt in the belief that it will lower their regular payments. In many cases, it will, but you really need to look at the total interest cost over the life of the debt to see if you're saving money. The best way to save on debt is to pay it off quickly, and if you're switching a long-term debt for a shorter-term option, that can mean facing bigger, not smaller payments, even though you will save money overall. Whether you choose to consolidate debts by using a balance transfer deal, a personal loan, or rolling everything into your home loan, it's essential to allow for additional costs. These can include fees and charges to take out the new loan or discharge the existing debt. Overlooking the impact of fees can cloud the true picture, so it's very important to ensure that the whole arrangement leaves you better off. Along with the need to absolutely be sure that the debt consolidation is providing real savings on interest, there are some potentially serious drawbacks to be aware of and to avoid. Some of the more significant problems arise when using a home loan to consolidate debt. To begin with, rolling credit card balances and personal loans into a mortgage means transferring unsecured debts into a loan secured by your home. If something goes wrong, and you're left struggling to make the payments, you could lose the roof over your head for the sake of what was once an unsecured loan. Be aware, too, that consolidating debts into a home loan may leave you with fewer avenues for help in the future. Lenders' hardship programs, for instance, entitle borrowers to request a variation of repayments if layoffs, illnesses, and other unforeseen circumstances make it impossible to keep up with the loan repayments. However, these programs are only available if the loan meets certain criteria. If the relationship between you and the mortgage holder is a bit tense, the lender has the right to foreclose on the loan and repossess your home. One of the major problems I have with debt consolidation is that it fails to address the reasons why borrowers were struggling with debt in the first place. Even with the best consolidation plan in place, there is nothing to prevent a fresh buildup of debt on a newly cleared credit card and further overspending fueled by lower monthly payments. If this happens, it can be the start of a slippery downhill slope to serious financial trouble, and the options for getting out of that debt become far fewer and much tougher to live with. When overspending or living beyond your means are the key reasons behind the need to consolidate debts, the sensible first option is to establish a household budget. This will put limits in place for everyday spending and offer an opportunity to regain control of your money. If the do-it-yourself approach doesn't work, it could be worth a visit to a financial counselor who can provide valuable mentoring to help you stay on track with a budget. The important thing is to consider other options for assistance if you're struggling with debts. If you're having difficulty meeting bills for things such as the phone, electricity, and gas, call the provider and ask to speak to their hardship officers. They should be able to help you work out a plan to pay the bill in installments. This has been edited and extracted from the book Free Yourself from Debt by Paul Clitheroe, published by Penguin Books, Australia. Sidebar: Pros and cons of different consolidation options. Method of debt: credit card balance transfer. The pluses: zero or low interest rate applies for the introductory period, a chance to get ahead with the debt. The downside of consolidation is the revert rate that applies once the introductory period expires is often high, in some cases equivalent to the cash advance rate. You need to be prepared to cut up the old card and avoid reloading the new card with fresh purchases. Method of debt: personal loan. The pluses: the set term provides a clear date when the debt will be paid off. Repayments are fixed and easier to budget for. Short terms can provide savings on interest. May offer option for extra repayments that help to pay the loan off earlier. The downside of this consolidation is the rate is likely to be higher than for a home loan. Watch out for upfront and ongoing fees that add to this cost. Method of debt: the home loan. Rates are among the lowest available. Most loans allow extra repayments to help clear the debt sooner and can cut interest costs. The downside of this consolidation: the lengthy term will inflate the total interest costs unless extra payments are made, only available to homeowners with a reasonable level of equity.